President Obama nominates former Nebraska Republican Senator Chuck Hagel to be his new defense secretary and White House National Security Advisor John Brennan to be CIA director. The nominations come after weeks of controversy. You've probably heard it surrounding Hagel.
And joining us now, Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico. Good to have you back, Josh.
Hey, good to be with you guys again, and Happy New Year.
You too.
Happy New Year. Now, let's talk about Chuck Hagel. He's viewed by some in Israel as unsympathetic, maybe even hostile. There is some controversy also around some anti-gay remarks he made back in 1998 that he has apologized for. So why is President Obama standing behind a man who faces such a tough fight?
Well, it's an interesting question, because usually when you pick someone of the opposite party, in this case when a Democratic president picks a Republican, the idea is to have some sort of a consensus nominee, somebody who might get through the Senate basically by acclamation without real dissent. And instead, in Hagel's case, it seems like he has really antagonized the Republicans. If you go by what Senator Lindsey Graham has said and others, they don't even consider him a Republican. And he seems to have offended them with some of his foreign policy views on issues like Iraq and Iran and so forth. So it's a little bit of a mystery on that front. The White House insists that it's because they think Hagel is really the best person to helm the Pentagon right now. It's going to go through a very difficult period over the next few years with a lot of cutbacks expected. And the president believes that Hagel is the right man to oversee that process, that he can command the respect of the leaders over there, and that he's willing to break whatever eggs may need to be broken in order to make sure that the downsizing of the military doesn't hamper its mission.
Josh, do you think that's true, or is there some backstory here to Hagel's nomination?
Well, I mean, there are some people who think that the president is throwing an awful lot onto Congress's plate with these nominations, as well as all the fights that are taking place over the fiscal cliff and the expiring continuing resolution or budget and the sequester, and that it may be trying to make Republicans look obstructionist through what they're doing. But I'm not entirely sure that's right, because there are, frankly, a fair number of Democrats who are pro-Israel, who are, let's say, at least dubious about some of Hagel's positions. So he's not only picking a fight with some of the so-called neocons on the right, but at least some other pro-Israel folks in his own party.
Now let's talk about John Brennan. And he was perhaps up for, or he was up for this job back in 2008 as CIA director, but he pulled out because of some controversy. Why isn't it a factor this time around?
Well, I think the administration believes that there's just enough water under the bridge. The controversy last time was about whether he had been vocal enough in opposing some of the harshest techniques that the Bush administration had used on terror suspects, techniques like waterboarding. And a lot of liberals were concerned that he wasn't the right person to sort of make a clean break with the history of the Bush administration on those issues. The White House feels that some of those things have just sort of gone away with the passing of time. They're just not as big a concern. And they've also been making a significant effort over the last few months to paint Brennan as the guy who has tried to make sure that controversial programs like drones and targeted killing follow the course of law, that they adhere to procedures, and that they have systems set up so that it's not just random decisions being made, but that there is a process that's being followed to make sure that no mistakes are made and that people's rights are safeguarded.
All right, two nominations. Now we have to see if they get confirmed, Josh Gerstein.
Okay, we will see. I think Hagel is likely to be confirmed, but he'll have a tough ride, and Brennan's almost a lock.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Okay, take care.
You
Bye-bye.
Too. Josh Gerstein, White House reporter for Politico.